Sherbrooke is excited to be hosting the 2013 Canada Games, and that will be from August 2nd to the 17th. And I have on the line Michel Ducerot. He's the Deputy CEO of the Planning and Competitions. Mr. Ducerot, thank you for joining us at CJMQ today.
That's okay, thank you.
Can you give us some updates on the latest? What's been happening?
We're now up to about 73 days, I guess, today before the games. So
I was going to ask you, what is the countdown? Because I remember when it was 100, and now it's 73.
Yeah, 73, 10 hours to, we got it on the website. So a lot has been done in the planning stages. What we've done for the last 2 years is really try to put all the schedules, the timelines, the project, to put it on paper and try to also get all the people that we need to realize the game. Right now we have 700 volunteers, what we call our golden volunteers.
Uh-huh.
They've been working with us on the venue teams and the sport committee since last September, and they've been working like two meetings a month for all that time. So we've got those people involved right now.
That's an enormous amount of work, isn't it?
It is, because we have to realize that it's like realizing 20 Canadian championships in the space of 2 weeks. So it's a really big endeavor. It's when the mayor talks about the games, he says it's the biggest event that has been in the history of the city of Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not nothing. It's a big thing, and we've been doing pretty well. And I would say the last event that we had, which is very significant to us, the Chef de Mission Conference. They were with us last year at this time just to meet up with us, and then they were back last week for what we call M2, Chef de Mission number 2, a meeting.
Okay, so can you explain to us a little bit about what, is it a committee?
No, it's each of the 13 provinces and territories. Each have a delegation headed by a Chef de Mission.
Okay.
And those people, they are kind of the pops and the moms of the athletes when they come over here.
Oh.
So they want to know exactly what we're going to provide as services. They want to know how the games work. And they were with us last week for 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we presented the documents. We presented also conferences, PowerPoints, and how we would be able to do things, let's say, for food, for transport, for sport, and so forth, so on and so forth. And the reaction of the chef at this point is very, very good. They really think that the level of details that we can give them now, before the games, is one of the best they've had at this point when they compare to other games before us.
Well, that's very encouraging for you.
Yeah,
all of your hard work is paying off.
Yeah, it is, and we're very happy about that. But as I told everybody, and I'm telling everybody also this week, is that what we did is we proved that we can make games on paper. It's not on paper anymore. We have to do it for real, because when they come back, everything has to be in place. So
right.
the planning has to be transformed into operations.
Right. And so how do you think that's going to go?
Well, I think it's going to go well because of the planning that we've had, but we know we're going to have some surprises, things that were not quite exactly what we predicted, or changes that could happen from here to there. So, but I would say generally, I think we're in very, very good shape. And in any organization, even if you plan as well as you can, there are always some little mishaps, some things that you forgot, and you have to do those things another way. But we think we have also the personnel to take out of the problems that we might encounter until then.
So you also are going to have some events leading up to the official Canada Games, and you'll have the provincial rowing that will take place on Saturday, June 8th. Could you explain a little bit more about that to us?
Well, we have test events in almost every sport. We've had them for the last 2 summers, and we've got them also this spring. But rowing is probably the biggest challenge for us, because there has never been a complete course set up for rowing in the Eastern Township. So, and we don't have much expertise into it. We have to have a person who will help us to construct the venue is from the States. We have also people from Rowing Canada helping us, because we don't have the basic knowledge to do it in the region.
Okay.
So for us, it is a big challenge. I think it's going to do well, and we need that come test event to set up the course, set up also all the result system information, the IT system that we need, also provide some of our people here with less experience having the chance also to be a minor official at this event. We think we're going to learn a lot from that competition, and this is why we count on that for us. And we think it's a big event for us, because it probably is the biggest test event that we're gonna do.
So where is this test event going to happen?
It is on Lac Mégog.
Okay.
Plage Municipale de Deauville.
Mm-hmm.
We use, you have to realize that we use all of the bay close to the Plage Municipale,
mm-hmm.
because the course is going to be like 1,900 meters long.
Wow.
It's kind of over 1,000 buoys
mm-hmm.
that you have to put in the water. When it's there, it looks great, because you see all those balloons on the lake. It's a big thing, because it's almost 2 kilometers long.
And will the public be able to attend this event as well?
Yeah, sure. On the June the 8th,
okay.
There will be all day June the 8th. So this is a provincial competition. The level of the athletes who are going to be there might be a little less than what we're going to see at the games,
mm-hmm.
but the setup and the way the boats move on the water would be exactly the same.
Wow, so it's a great preview of what is to come.
Yeah, it is. In that mm-hmm. case, yes.
And so if we want to stay updated with what's happening, is there a website that we can go to?
Yeah, we have a website which is Jeux du Canada 2013.ca.
Okay.
And it is, when you get on that site, you'll see it in French, but you also the English version that is updated continually.
Okay. And also Facebook, too?
Well, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have also, I think we have stuff on YouTube, and we're pretty well there.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with all of them, but I know we have them.
Well, thank you very much for explaining all of this to us today. And we're really looking forward to probably checking out, first of all, the rowing event, and then later on, the official Canada Games in August.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.